Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
It's beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast every Friday on Dave and Mahoney.
All I want to do is drink beer for.
We have made it to another Friday.
Look at us go.
And what do we do on Fridays? We drink with friends, we celebrate life, and we just, oh boy, prepare for this weekend.
This weekend, there's a lot of people going into spring break, so yeah. This might be an extended vacation for some people ahead. And yeah, it just feels good, man, a Friday, like, let's go.
I am ready for this beer because I will just tell you, it is a top beer. For me, Dave.
Wow.
And I know Audrey's. Was that your first drink?
That's my third. I went in for that first one and I immediately panned the camera because we live stream twitch.tv/David Mahoney. And I immediately looked at the camera. I was like, ooh, that's good. And I went back for two more. 10 out of 10, dude. Thank you for bringing this in.
But a beer for, you know, we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up. Everybody knows like the original Guinness. We've all drank an original Guinness. You either love it or you hate it.
Well, the thing about Original Guinness, and I don't want to sidebar too much here, but the thing about Original Guinness that always struck me is it's surprisingly, I don't want to call it underwhelming, but it's surprisingly light.
Right.
Like you see that beer and it looks like motor oil, and then you take a drink, you're like, oh, that actually drinks really easy.
It's as light as a Bud Light, right, Mahoney?
What people think of Guinness is the foreign stout, what we are doing today. This bad boy, as opposed to the one that's on draft and nitro, that's 4.5%, that's actually my go-to beer most of the time now when I don't want to get drunk, but I still want to have
something in your hand.
Something in my hand, and I want to drink something. But this one, on the other hand, almost double the alcohol by volume. This one coming in, the Guinness Foreign Extra Stout, coming in at 7.5% alcohol by volume. And I got this. It's reasonably priced for a four-pack, $10.99.
Wow.
For a four-pack, and that was on, like, that's Instacart prices because I Instacarted this
yesterday.
Oh, my
gosh, it's with fees.
Wait, it was a four-pack for $10.99 delivered?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it was delivered in under an hour.
Wow. That's
pretty good.
Which, because I forgot to get the beer because I was cigar drunk with Dave. So, the five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast. Look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Dave, we don't need a drum roll until the end. The look,
sorry.
I mean, just
sorry.
Black as night. This is what people describe as motor oil, you know? But it does, when you pour it into a pint glass, it does have a rich tan head. A little bit more head than you would get from the nitro.
So, nice creamy head, yeah.
Yeah, gotta love a creamy head. The smell, let's all take a smell of the Guinness Foreign Extra Stout. I mean, those malts. I mean, but you also get some, like, dark fruit in there as well. So, like, a little bit of cherry. Not a lot of, I would say, not a lot of alcohol, even though there is a significant amount of.
Not smelling much. I mean, it's not a huge
just,
nose.
Just keep your nose right above the opening, Dave.
I'm just smelling glass, man.
Wow. I'm with you, Mahoney. This is
robust.
Heavy. Yeah, robust. That's the word I'm looking
for. Malty and some dark fruits in there. But let's just say forget all that and get to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast.
Cheers.
And cheers.
Cheers.
And take a big drink of the Guinness Foreign Extra Stout this morning on Beer for Breakfast.
Gross.
You don't like it? It's too thick for you?
No, it's not too thick at all. I'm kidding. It's not gross. Oh. But it's not my favorite. It's got a little bit of kind of a bitter aftertaste.
Dark chocolate.
It's like the dark chocolate. I'm not a fan of dark chocolate. So
well, this ain't a beer for you, then, brother.
Yeah, it's not. But I'm sure it's got to be a hit with you, right?
Oh, dude, this is like right up my alley. So whenever I was bartending, we used to do these things called shifties, where you would have to try and taste, you know, all of the beers on the menu, essentially, over the course of your time as a bartender. It was so that you were able to really kind of explain the beers that you were selling to your customers. And upon doing that, I realized on my beer journey that the darker the beer, the more flavorful the beer, the more like the exact opposite of what would be an IPA. So a lot of people who like really enjoy IPAs, if they got that big stank hop attached to it, that's what I like about dark beers. The more burst of the vanillas, the burst. I want it to taste like dessert.
And like, you, to that point, like I don't like the bitter dark chocolate aftertaste, but the actual flavor of the beer up front is very, very good.
It's great.
Honestly, I think that actually there is some of that dark chocolate, some of that baking chocolate in there, but there is a fair amount of hops in here too. So I think you're getting the combination of that bitter chocolate
probably
and some of the hops that kind of combine for that. But Chris, you traditionally are new to the world of craft beer. What are your thoughts on this?
So, I wish I had a regular Guinness for basis of comparison here, because I'm not going to lie, this tastes like Guinness to me.
It does.
This just tastes like, I mean, there's not anything that I can tell that's
deeper.
That much different.
It's like a deeper note of Guinness. I mean, but that's the whole point, right? Is that you're trying to have your true Guinness, but you're just giving it more of a punch. I mean, the ABV is 4% more, I think. 3.5% more.
Yeah. I'm definitely a stout fan, and so, yeah, I like this beer. I'd have it again.
And an interesting fact about this beer, the way that it was produced and the way it came up, the name, you know, Guinness for an extra stout, is because, again, you know, the Guinness Brewery in Dublin, Ireland, and, you know, shipping this beer across the world, you know, some places take longer to get to. So when they were shipping this to Africa and certain parts of Asia and the, like, South America and the Caribbean, this is the beer. Like, if you order a Guinness in any of those places, this is the beer that you are going to get. You know, a higher ABV means it's going to last longer. It's easier to ship. It doesn't lose its quality. It doesn't, you know, like lose its flavor as quick as something that, like, you know, if you've got a beer that's 4 or 5 like the original Guinness, its shelf life, you know, you can get away with 90 days. This beer you can drink after a year and it still should be okay and drinkable. So this is actually makes up half of all of Guinness's sales around the world.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is a big, big thing for me. I like it. You know, for me, the flavors are robust. You do get a little bit of that alcohol. You do get more of that bitter chocolate. It's everything that you, if you like Guinness, I think, and you're like, you know what, I wish I had a little bit more, I think this beer you will absolutely love. Because for me, even at 7.5%, it's very easy to drink.
Super easy drinking, and it doesn't have like a huge overwhelming alcohol. Like, you definitely taste the alcohol more than you would in a traditional Guinness, but it's not where it's so alcohol forward it's taking away from that flavor profile that you were talking about, Audrey.
Yeah, no, dude, this is so good. I mean, this isn't necessarily, I was talking about how dark beers are best for me whenever they taste more like dessert. This definitely has a lot more of that alcohol punch that I enjoy in a stout. I don't know if this could be like an adult style, you know, like ice cream
it's not sort of thing
that we've talked about with some of like the Kentucky bourbon barrel stouts that we've had in the past with KBS. But this is great.
It's not vanilla forward, I would say, but it's more, I feel like you get that dark fruit. You do get that hop, which I'm curious to see that you're also enjoying it there.
It's making it to where it's masked by the alcohol. So I'm not getting like a lot of the stank. So.
This kind of reminds me of an espresso martini in a lot of ways.
Dude, and that's all exclusively that I drink are espresso martinis. So
I think if you like dark beers, this will be a beer that you will like. The mouthfeel, medium-bodied. I would say this has kind of got it's not quite as velvety or as smooth as, you know, a Guinness, you know, plain one would be, but it still is very smooth overall. The drinkability, I could drink a 4-pack of these and not blink an eye.
I would be knocked out, but for sure.
St. Patrick's Day, good, brother. About 12 years ago is when I was first introduced to this beer, and I have been a huge fan of it since. If you ever have a chance, because this time of year, Guinness does sell variety packs. They sell the anniversary ale as well as along as this and the original one. It's a fantastic sampler pack to check out because you get to try all the Guinnesses and they're all a little bit different. This is actually my second favorite Guinness right behind their anniversary, which is unfortunately a limited release, but does come out this time of year. So if you're on the lookout for it, keep an eye out. And the price point, $10.99 for a 4-pack, I think that is spot on.
Imagine this with some pot roast. You've seen those Guinness gravy pot roasts?
Yes.
Why are you doing that to this boy? You know he's on a diet. Don't you do that to him.
Oh, God. This is new to me, too. This is new to me, too.
Guinness gravy.
Have you ever had Guinness gravy?
Yes.
Oh, boy. This is phenomenal.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yes. It's so good. This is the beer you would want for the Guinness gravy.
Yeah. My diet is now over.
I'm sorry, man.
I was going strong.
You get one cheat meal.
This was the moment.
What happened? She said Guinness gravy.
Dave, can I get a drum roll, please?
Oh, wait.
Wait, you have one?
Have the drum roll.
I'm looking for it everywhere.
You're playing it. You don't have the thing up.
Oh, I don't?
No, you got to turn it up.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the Guinness 4 an extra stout. A 4.1 out of 5.
That's a wrap. Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.